over UNISA regions on radio.unisa.ac.za.
That is, of course, Coming Home by Sigma and Rita Ora, coming to you right here on UNISA Radio, the African voice. You know it is all about you. And right now, you are still tuned to The Lunchbox with me, Precious, and it is 12 minutes after 2. And I am joined by the beautiful ladies here, Beauty and Itumeleng. And we're going to be talking about how you should plan your time. You know, second semester has just begun, you know, and now you need to have a great time management and all of this stuff. So you get your studies going well. And you know that time is very precious. Let me rephrase that. Time is very me. Yes, it is very precious. Good afternoon, Itumeleng and Beauty, and welcome to UNISA Radio.
Hello, Precious.
Great. So to kickstart our conversation, I'd like you guys to break down their time management phrase to the listeners. What is it all about?
Okay, with time management, it's looking at the time that you have and deciding what you're going to do with that time and also at what time. So that is what time management normally is all about.
So why is it important for students to have a great time management?
Okay, it's an essential part of being a student, especially with UNISA, being an ODL institution. You don't get to have lectures every day. You have most of the time to yourself. So sometimes you can fall into this trap, so to speak, that, okay, I have all the time in the world, and then you don't plan well. You don't study, and then you submit your assignments at the last minute. You only work on your assignment today. Tomorrow it's submission, and then
you don't get to give it your best.
Exactly. Mm-mm. And then you, at the end of the day, you realize that time is lost. So much time is lost, and you have to prepare for exams. So it's very important as a student to have time management.
Yeah, and they should also remember that time wasted is never regained.
No, it's not. And also adding on what Beauty said, remember with UNISA as part of an ODL, and she mentioned that you have all the time that you can have in the world. Unlike the residential universities where you know by 8 o'clock I have to be at a certain class and I'm going to see this lecturer. So also with UNISA, part of ODL, and with time management, you need to be very strict, because with the residential universities, you go to class full time and there are lecturers in front of you telling you about this day we are going to concentrate on this topic. So with UNISA, you need to be very careful in terms of how you manage your time, how you spend your day, and also how you can handle your studies.
So what is the best way a student can manage their time? What should they maybe have a timetable or plan or something?
Okay, in terms of managing your time, the first thing that you need to do, because you can't just wake up and say, I want to plan. What is it that you're planning, and why is it important for you to plan this thing? So it's important to have, number one, an overview of your studies. How many modules did you take? And again, because with UNISA, the one thing which I appreciate is for semester modules, there's an allocated time. They will say maybe at least spend about 120 hours in this module for this semester module. So at least if only you have that in mind, then you can at least allocate your time, manage your time around this module. So the first thing is to have an overview of all the modules that you'll be doing. And again, mark the due dates for your assignments. And then most importantly, you should manage your time or plan your time looking at the exam period, because you also get that information immediately when you register. So those are the most essential things to look at when you manage your time. Have an overview of your modules, the amount of work that is involved in this module, and also the number of hours, the number of notional hours that you should be spending in one module, either be it semester or a year module.
And with having an overview about your studies. We could call it the long-term planning, in terms of you plan your studies on the how many modules you've taken, the dates that you need to submit your assignment, so that you can prepare in terms of that, and also the exam dates. Ne? So once you've got an overview about your studies, your assignments and dates, then that is when you can start on your short-term planning, which is your daily and weekly activities, in terms of you sit down and you look at how your day goes by, what time you wake up, and during those days, what activities do you get up to, so that you can know that from 8 o'clock, I wake up, from 10, I'm done with my chores. Then at a certain time of a period, this is when I can start with my studies and prepare for, as Beauty have mentioned, that you need at least 4 to 6, 8 hours for, in terms of studying and preparing for a module.
But then we do have students who are working and maybe have families, and it's kind of hard to find time. How can they deal with that situation?
Okay. The first thing, you need to negotiate support. That's the one thing that I need to emphasize, because we assume a lot of roles. We work, we are family members, perhaps some are wives and husbands and so forth. And then being all these roles, there are activities which are involved. You need to spend time with your family. You need to do chores and so forth. So it's important to negotiate as well, not only with your family, but then with your employers as well. Communicate that this is what I'm doing. I'm a student. And then again, negotiate the kind of support that you need. You need to communicate these things. But then again, most importantly, when you start your semester, you need to think about such things. Okay, I'm working from 8 till 4. And then how much time do I have in a day? And then over weekends as well, these holidays, so you can plan around that.
And to add on, and negotiating for support, also you need to prioritize in terms of what is important on your day. And also, as Beauty have mentioned, you need to spend time with your family and also friends. But you need to prioritize in, if I'm going to spend this certain amount of time with my friends, then is it important that time to spend, or is it important to work on my studies and submit my assignment before the due date, so that you can be able to proceed with your studies? Because once you cannot manage your time, that is when you get to be overwhelmed, and you know there's also going to be aspects that will contribute in terms of affecting your studies. So also prioritizing your time about what is important that period of time.
So any last words that you would love to share with the UNISA Radio listeners, all together with the students, under this topic?
Okay, we plan for tomorrow today. If only you want success tomorrow or at the end of the semester, you have to start now. Success doesn't come overnight. It's not something that just happens by chance right there and then. And all of this, it involves time. So it's important to immediately after registration, make sure that you find all the information you can get about your modules, the kind of work that is involved, and then plan, make sure that you plan, and most importantly, don't procrastinate. Plan immediately. Just get on it now.
What about you, Dumelene?
Okay, you need to set your goals clear in terms of this, so that you can be able to be effective in terms of time management. Ne? And also, once you've done that, then you, because of with your studies and being an ODL student, ways you can go about it, you could also have you need to have a positive attitude towards your books, so that you can be able to focus and not lose track of the time. And also, you can also reward yourself if you know that you've submitted an assignment before the due date. Buy yourself a chocolate or something. So that, you know, it will be a positive attitude to keep on track with your studies. And also, you know, like, you will know how much time it is important in terms of that.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Beauty and Itumelie.
Thank you.
You're still listening to UNISA Radio, the African voice. This house is all about you. The time is now 22 minutes after the second hour of the show. And right before you know it, Dineo Kayemba will be coming back with your news headlines and close your up. I can see she's already ready. She'll be bringing you full news bulletin, sport news. So before we go there, let's take this road.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.